Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Lamed. We are up to Sif Vav, the last line on page Kuf Ayin Aleph. We're about to turn on to page 342. The Mechaber says in Sif Vav, Osin Madura Lioledes Kol Shloshim Yom. You're allowed to make a bonfire for a woman who gave birth for the first 30 days. Even if it's the summer, so an isha is cold after she gives birth, you're allowed to make a fire for her on Shabbos, even if it is the summer when she is cold. And the Rama says, if a fire is made for Yoledes, which is mutter, are other people allowed to warm themselves by that madura? Ayin la'el simen reish ayin vav, that's discussed earlier in reish ayin vav, where we discuss if a goy makes a fire for himself, if you could join in, are we worried that maybe he added some of the fire, some wood for you or not? So that would be the same suffik and machlokas over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Madura, you're allowed to make a Madura for your letters, a bonfire. V'hu adin bizmanenu lahachei matanur. The same thing is true nowadays, that you could heat up the oven and turn on the heat, whatever you need to do to heat her up, that you are allowed to do. Kol shloshim yom Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, im yesh lo tzar tzina. Of course, we're only discussing a case where she has pain from the cold. Because the Mechaber holds that there is a sakana for a woman who gave birth for 30 days from the cold, and therefore you are allowed to make a fire for her. Lefika, therefore, in Ef Shar al Yedei Oved Gilulim, if you have no guy available to make the fire, Osin al Yedei Yisrael. So certainly over here, it would be better to have a guy make the fire. If there is no guy, a Yisrael can make the fire for the Oledes within 30 days. Ulashar Chola, when it comes to any other Chola, so al Yedei Oved Gilulim Mutter Afilu Le'en Sakana, so for another type of chol, not a yoledes, so through a goy it's mutter, even if there is no danger to life, if they need a madura. So for a stam regular chola, through a goy is mutter. Uliyeh sakana, regular chola that has a sakana, but not a yoledes, has the same rules as a yoledes. Im omer shetzarech, if the chola says he needs the warmth, he needs the fire, mutter afilu al yidei Yisrael, it is mutter for Yisrael to make the fire for this chola sheish bo sakana, if it's not possible to make it with a guy. So both the Yoledes and a regular Chola Sheish Bo Sakana, first choice would be to a guy. If there's no guy, then a Yisrael can make the fire. However, look in the Bir Alocha where I brought down the opinion of many Gedolei Rishonim that hold the Chaya Achar Shiva, a woman who gave birth already after 7 days, Dina Le'inyan Medura Gamkin Keshar Chola She'em Bo Sakana. Once 7 days pass, already she has the din of a Chola She'em Bo Sakana Lagabi, the fire. So though the Mechaber says you have 30 days that she's considered a Chola She'em Bo Sakana, and if she says she needs it and there's no guy, a Jew can make the fire, but there are many Gedolei Rishonim who hold, no, it's not 30 days, it's actually only 7 days. Says the Mechaber Vaitasiv Zayin, Havlad Shenolad, a baby that is born on Shabbos, Osin Lo Kol Tzrachav, you could do all of the needs of the new baby, Umarchitzen Oso, you can wash him, Umochen Oso, you could salt him, we'll see exactly what that refers to, Vitomden Al Shulya, you can bury the placenta, Kedei Sheyecham Havlad, this is some kind of thing that works, Miderach Haskula, as we'll see, that it's able to keep the baby warm by burying the placenta, and therefore you can bury the placenta on Shabbos in order to keep the child warm. V'chotchen es ha-tabur, you can cut the umbilical cord. V'hani bili nola letish ola shiva. But all these things that we're mentioning over here, that you can mechal Shabbos for a newborn baby, is only a baby that went full term to 9 months, or was 7 months. Because the Gemara tells us that a baby is normally born after 9 months or 7 months can live. A baby that's born after only 8 months, that baby is going to be a nafil, is going to die. So therefore the Mechaber says over here, this is only true of being Mechal Shabbos for the new baby, for all these things, if it was born after 9 months or after 7 months. Aval no la shmona. But a baby that was born after 8 months, O Safek ben Shiva, O ben Shmona, or your Mesupuk, whether the baby was born after 7 months of pregnancy or 8 months of pregnancy, Ein Mechalin Olav, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos for that baby. Elohim Kane Gomru Sa'aro Vitsiparnov, unless he has completely grown fingernails and hair. The rule is, the Gemara tells us, that if a baby is born after 8 months, but it has these simanim, so then it's a viable child, and therefore it's grounds for Chol Shabbos. But otherwise, the baby that's born after 8 months, so you are not allowed to be Chol Shabbos for that child, because the assumption is that child is not going to make it anyway. Says the Mishabura Sivkaton Chavbez, Osin Lo Kol Trachav, a Vlad that's born on Shabbos, or maybe right before Shabbos as well, you can do all of these on Shabbos. Hainu hodim avur lekamei, kol tzrochav is the things that are going to be mentioned right now as follows. Sivkaton chav givul umarchitzim, you can wash him. Eino lefi haseder amavur b'shas. The way the Mechaber gives this list is not the way that it is listed in the Gemara. Umapik mikra, and all these things are learnt out from psukim. Visham isan, there in the Gemara it says, dechotchin hatabur, that you first cut the umbilical cord, the achakach rochatzim oso, and then you wash the baby. The Mechaber says the opposite, but that's the way the Gemara brings it down. V'chein kasav haRambam, and so too writes the Rambam beperek beis milchos Shabbos in the second perek of milchos Shabbos. V'dai you should know. The mimash shehevi amogen Avram b'shem atosos, from that which the Mogen Avram brings b'shem tosos, muchach, it is clear the ein osen molocha d'oraisa b'shil dvarim elu, that although we're listing the things in the Mechaber which are from the Gemara that you're allowed to do for a baby, those are only things that are allowed to be done if they can be done through an issa d'rabbanon. You do not need a d'oraisa for any of these things. De'ein b'miniyosam sakona ela tzaru ba'alma. You can only do d'rabbanons for this because it's not really a sakona. If you hold back from doing these items, it's not a sakona. We'll only be tsar to the baby. Since it's not a sakana, you cannot be doing the araisas. All these things only involve the rabbonans. The imkain is so. Lefiza, according to this, im ein lo sakin lachto chatabur, if you do not have a knife with which to cut the umbilical cord, v'tzorech lavio derech v'shesarabim, and to get the knife you have to carry through v'shesarabim, which will be the araisa, Aser lahavio, you would not be allowed to bring the knife, because again, you're only allowed to do the rabbanans. That would be a daraisa, that would not be allowed. What would you do? Ela yikshirenu la'eis ata. But for now, you would just tie the umbilical cord and leave it like that. V'hu adin b'sharei dvarim ha-muzkarim kan. The same thing is true with all the things mentioned over here. You can only do them when they only involve the rabbanan. It's not considered a sakana. You cannot do the araisas. U'bibir alocha heivesi das rishonim. In the bir alocha, I brought down shitos of rishonim. D'mutr l'chala b'malocha d'araisa b'shul zeh. No, fakir, these are sakana. And you can, in fact, do the araisas for these things that the child needs. Ayin shum. The alkoponim, at the very least, what's pashit is, Vio al yedei ove gilulim, to bring the knife through a guy carrying it, o lahachem chamin al yado, or to heat up water through a guy on Shabbos, lirchot havla, to wash the baby, vaday mutter. Because obviously, as we know, asking a guy to do anything, even what for us would be a daraisa, asking a guy to do would only be a darabana. That for sure you could do. The machlokas over here is, can you yourself do a daraisa for the baby, only darabana? But to ask a guy to do a daraisa would only be a darabana on your part, and that for sure would be mutter. The second thing the Mechaber said after washing him is molchino, so you salt him. What exactly does that mean? So says the Mishabura, kedei she yiskasha abasar. So if katan chavdalid, you put salt on the baby in order to harden his skin and to help his skin develop. That's what Rashi says. Umashma mized hamalicha tia b'melach. The mashmos over here is that you're actually using salt on the baby. However, the Pirish HaMishnah LaRamam Kosta, the Pirish HaMishnah to the Ramam, he writes, V'nosnin olav ava kahadas v'adomelo. You don't actually put salt on the baby, you put some dust from hadasim, or similar things, and that's what hardens the skin of the baby. V'chein mashma ba'oruch eruch lamid pei ayin sham, that's also the mashmos of the aruch, that you're not actually salting the baby, but you're putting something on that will harden the skin of the baby, but not actually salt. Rashi is mashma, that you are actually putting on the salt, at least the Mechaber is mashma that way. Sivkaton chafei v'tomna shulya. Here's the interesting one that we'll see is al derech haskula. You can bury the placenta after the baby is born on Shabbos in order to warm the baby. It's a shtickle hibijibi. Burying the placenta, which is detached from the baby, is going to warm the baby. Says the Mishabura v'tomna shulya sivkaton chafei v'lo bekarka. It doesn't mean that you're burying the placenta in the ground. That obviously would involve digging a hole in the ground, and that would certainly be a deraisa. So says the Mishavura, not in the ground. Everyone agrees, for this you will not be Mechal Shabbos at a Daraisa. Rather, when we talk about burying the placenta, this was their custom when it came out on Shabbos. Ashiros, the wealthy women, Tomnim Osa Bisafolim Shel Shemin. They would bury the placenta in bowls of oil, O Bisfogin Shel Tzemer, or in sponges of wool. The Anios and the poor women would bury it Bemochin in Katin, O Betevin, or in straw. So they had some funny ways of burying the placenta when it came out on Shabbos. They did bury it, but they did not bury it in the ground. Again, that would be an Issa Daraisa. Ubechol, but during the week, Elu Ve'elu Tomnim Osa Ba'aretz. But if it was during the week and they had to bury the placenta, they would in fact bury it in the ground. So that certainly is the best way. That's what you should be doing. But when it was Shabbos, so then the wealthy woman did it one way, the poor woman did another way. If you look at note number 25, he writes, what's the idea of burying the placenta in the ground? A little bit heebie-jeebie, it's to give a little bit of a collateral to the ground. You bury the placenta in the ground, it's a collateral. Ubira carbon ha'eda v'apneimosha. The carbon ha'eda and the pneimosha explain, shu kidei litein mashkon. You're giving a mashkon, v'simen la'aretz, and a sign to the ground, sha'af ha'odam la'achar mosa yoshev aleha. Even the person born with this placenta, when he dies, is going into the ground. So for now, we appease the ground with the placenta, telling the ground, don't worry, the person's going to make it there as well after 120. So that's an interesting idea brought down in the Yerushalmi of why we bury the placenta in the ground. But Zaktan Mishavura, on Shabbos, we don't put it in the ground, we put it in these bowls of different materials. Says the Mishavura, Vaiter Sevkotan Chavav, Kedei Sheyecham Havlad, the purpose of all this is to warm the baby. V'hoya Zemi Derech Skula Etzlam, this was a skula, this was something heebie-jeebie, don't try to understand how burying the placenta over there is going to help warm the baby over here. This is Midarach Haskula. Sivkotan Chavzayim, he also said you could be Chotchen Esa Tabur, you can cut the umbilical cord. Says the Mishabura Acha Shekoshimoso. We said before that if you can't bring the knife, you're not going to cut it, so at least tie it. Here the Mishabura tells us that what they used to do is they would first tie the umbilical cord and then they would cut it. So v'chotchen achas shekoshen also after you tie it. V'ayim b'magid Avram, the Magid Avram writes, shechatichas hatabur ba'alma eino ki'im shvus. The Magid Avram writes, the cutting of the umbilical cord is only a shvus, it's only the Rabbanon. Like we said before, we don't do it for the baby daraisas, and therefore we're only doing the Rabbanons. The cutting of the umbilical cord is only the Rabbanon. And the reason is, the problem would be a chabura, but it's no longer alive, there's no blood that's going to be coming out of it, and therefore it would be the Rabbanon, and that's why it is mutter. However, ubisefer kovetz laharambam, the sefer kovetz from the Rambam, Kosa b'shem Sefer Shoshanim L'David. He writes in the name of the Sefer Shoshanim L'David, Shochiach, that he proves the Yesh Bazeh Yisur Daraisa. He says cutting the umbilical cord is in fact a Daraisa. V'rak hocha mutter. Only here it's mutter, because here not cutting it could be a suffix sakana. That's why you're allowed to cut it. Even though normally we will not do things that are not a sakana if they're Daraisa, but if it could be a sakana, we certainly would do a Daraisa. The Rabbam holds it is a Daraisa, and you are doing it because of sakana ayin shom. And then the Mechaber told us, this is all true, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for all these Durabonans, if there's no Sakana, and Darais is obviously for anyone, it was a Sakana, but it's all talking about a baby that was born after 9 months or 7 months. But we said, if it was Noah the Shmona, or if it's a suffix 7 or 8, then you can't be Mechal Shabbos, unless it has a complete growth of its hair and its fingernails. Says the Mishabruas of Kadon Chavches, Ava Noah the Shmona, Devadai Lochai. Like the Gemara tells us, a baby that is born in the 8th month, or after 8 months, will vadai not live, and therefore you can't be mechal Shabbos. Sivkotun choftes, ein mechalin, you cannot be mechal Shabbos for the baby that's born after 8 months, or the suffix. Dekevan de misafkulon emhoya ben kayoma meolam. Interesting mishavur over here. The baby that you misupik, if it was born after 7 or 8 months, is a suffix, if it's a ben kayoma, if it's gonna last in this world, and therefore lo mechalolinon. So here the mishavur is bothered by Akasha, we said earlier that if a woman dies on the birthing stool, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and bring a knife to cut open her stomach to take out the baby. And there is also a suffix if it's a viable Vlad. So why over here when we say it's a suffik, you cannot be mechal Shabbos for the suffik about this baby, and over there we said you can be mechal Shabbos for the suffik of the baby. Says the Mishabura, Dahasa Mari de Kololo Chadoshav. There we're talking about a baby that was a full-term baby. It finished its months, and you know at least it's a viable baby that's in there. It's true you're mesivik if it's alive or not, but you know for sure it's a baby that should live, and therefore that would be considered regular pikuach nefesh that you can be mechal Shabbos. Masha Inkein over here, it's a suffik if it's a seven-month baby who can survive, or an eighth-month baby that can't survive. We're not even sure it's a real human being that can make it, so then you would not be mechal Shabbos me suffik. V'ayim b'ber alocha masha kasavnu bazeh, look in the ber alocha what we wrote about this. If katan lamed, Elim Kain Gomru, we said unless it has complete fingernails or and hair, says the Mishabura Kai Gam Aben Shmona. This line that it has complete hair or fingernails is not only going back on the case of a Safik Ben Shmona, Safik Ben Shiva, even if it's a Badai 8-month baby. And the Gemara says an 8-month baby will die, but Zok the Mishabura, an 8-month baby, that's Vada gonna die, but if he has hair and he has fingernails, he will not die. Why? Zok the Mishabura, Kid Isa Beis Yosef, like the Beis Yosef brings down. The Atam, the reason is, Tamrinam, we say, Shu Ben Shiva. Really, this 8-month baby is a 7-month baby. The Ishtahuye Hude Ishtahi, and he hung out and spent an extra month in his mother's stomach. In other words, he's really a 7-month baby. An 8-month baby who comes out, that's probably gonna die. But if he comes out fully clothed in hair and nails, we say he's coming out after 8 months, but really he was developed after 7 months. He's a 7-month baby that can live. He just hung out there for an extra month, and therefore that would be grounds in Mechala Shabbos for him. Va'ayim b'bir agra, we're looking at bir agra. Shenishar b'din ha-shulchan aruch b'tzarech in. The gra ends off with this din of the shulchan aruch b'tzarech in. Why? V'daito d'le'inyan chilo Shabbos lo samchirin agamru l'chud. He says that when it comes to Chol Shabbos, we're not going to rely on the hair and fingernails alone. Ki im dafka kesheshol gam kein shol shirim. The baby has to actually live for 30 days. With the hair and the nails, has to live for 30 days. Then it can be Chol Shabbos. V'rak le'inyan tiltul atinok nucha lismoch asimona degamru l'chud. Like we'll see tomorrow, dafka l'gabe moving the baby, then you can rely on these simonim, because an 8-month baby is actually a muktzah. It's like a rock, you can't move it. So you can rely on these simonim to move the baby, but not, which is only muktzah. But to be Chol Shabbos, you really need to have the simonim. Plus that it lives 30 days, then you know it's not an Eiffel, so the Gura argues the Mechaber. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow with Sivches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.